I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. It's the latest darling of the vegetable world. It's found in salads, sautés, chips, and even shakes. This cabbage family crop has been around for years, but now it's a rock star. We've always known it's nutritious, but with newer varieties and some good PR, it's sexy too. Classic kale varieties such as Starboar feature curly green leaves. They're great in salads holding the dressing in the leaf curls. Most gardeners are familiar with the lacinata or Italian dinosaur kale, such as Dazzling Blue. The strap-like blue-green thick leaves hold up well in soups and sautés. Portuguese kale, such as Berra, looks more like a collard. It can be eaten raw like celery or added to soups. Some of my favorites, though, have flat, lacy leaves and red coloring. Red Russian and Olympic Red have red veins on the green leaves. These make great kale chips in the oven. Red Boar, like Starboar, has curly leaves, but it turns a brilliant burgundy and purple color in fall. Plant kale now, if you live along the Sound, once the soil dries out, in raised beds or containers for an early crop. In other locations, plant in a few weeks. Kale can withstand a frost. Thin the seedlings to 8 inches apart and use the tender thinnings in salads. Give the plants a dose of fish emulsion fertilizer and harvest the leaves as needed. Plant kale for fall too. Plant in June, cover with tulle or row covers to keep the cabbage worms away, and let the plants grow into a 3-foot-tall forest. Start harvesting in September once the weather cools. Cool weather makes the leaves more tender and sweeter flavored. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about unusual greens. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.